With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly striving, hustling, pushing yourself to be better, faster, stronger? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon that can actually help you thrive amidst all the chaos? It's not some fancy productivity hack or mystical mantra. It's something way simpler. Self-compassion and self-acceptance. Think about it, we're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to be perfect, to achieve more, to never settle. But that kind of pressure can lead to burnout, anxiety, and ultimately, a whole lot of unhappiness. What if, instead of beating ourselves up for every misstep, we learn to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a dear friend? That's where self-compassion and self-acceptance come in. They're not about being lazy or giving up on your goals, it's about recognizing that you're human, and humans are inherently flawed. We're going to mess things up sometimes, and that's okay. It's part of the journey. So, how do we cultivate these powerful qualities? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to just breathe and be present. Notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you catch yourself getting caught up in self-criticism, gently guide your attention back to the present moment. It's like hitting the reset button on your inner critic. You know that feeling when your mind starts racing with negative thoughts? Mindfulness is like putting on those mental noise-canceling headphones and finding some peace. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. We all have that little voice in our heads that can be pretty harsh sometimes. When you catch yourself thinking things like I'm not good enough, or I always mess things up, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this belief? Often, our negative self-talk is based on distorted thinking patterns. By questioning these thoughts, we can start to break free from their grip. 3. Focus on your strengths. Everyone has unique talents and abilities. Take some time to identify yours and celebrate them. When you focus on your strengths, you build confidence and resilience. Remember that amazing presentation you gave? Or that time you helped a friend through a tough situation? Those are examples of your awesomeness. 4. Practice self-care. Taking care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally is crucial for self-compassion. This means getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, moving your body, engaging in activities you enjoy, and setting boundaries with people who drain your energy. You wouldn't run a car on empty, right? 5. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine a friend came to you feeling down or discouraged. What would you say? What would you do? Now apply that same kindness and understanding to yourself. Be patient, be supportive, and remind yourself that you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. You know that feeling when you trip and fall, and everyone laughs? Yeah, not fun. But imagine if instead of getting up and brushing it off, you spent the rest of the day beating yourself up about it. That's what happens when we don't practice self-compassion. We let those moments define us, instead of learning from them. Let's say you missed a deadline at work. It's okay to feel disappointed, but instead of berating yourself for not being organized enough, acknowledge the misstep, learn from it, and figure out how to prevent it from happening again. You're capable, you're worthy, and you're deserving of love and kindness starting with yourself. Remember, building self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never give up on becoming the best version of yourself. So, my friends, what's one small act of self-compassion you can commit to today? Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, writing down 3 things you appreciate about yourself, or simply saying it's okay to yourself when you make a mistake. Remember, every little bit counts. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs to hear these words. Let's spread the message of self-love and acceptance together. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep rocking your journey. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.